This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Their computer science careers were cut short, and the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Today on the program, our high school football preview continues with Carl Tesmer, the head coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. They are the highest-rated team in our listening area, and I think
for good reason.
Everybody believes they have the best chance at winning a state title of anyone in our area. So we will talk with Coach Tesmer about that. They are loaded once again at St. Cecilia. We will also be chatting with the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska, John Cook, is going to join us on the program coming up in the second half of the show today. So that's all coming up. We're going to let you get into, you know, so many directions I want to go here. We've got a great lineup next week. Next week, Monday, with Merck and Morris, Daryl Morris, Paul Merkowitz, plus we attack the high school football rankings with Stu Pospisil. Tuesday next week, we'll be in Lincoln for the first press conference of the regular season. Nebraska getting ready for Western Michigan. You'll be able to hear Bo Pelini's press conference live here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Next Wednesday, Bob Jensen joins us as we have our Huskerland preview, and we get into that first week of high school football. We'll talk with Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK, as they embark on a trip to Hawaii. Rough gig. Also, next week, we'll be catching up with Rachel Schwartz from the Nebraska volleyball team before they take on the number 2 and 4 teams in the country. We've got more high school football coaches coming your way. We'll talk a little rodeo next week because the Oregon Trails rodeo going on in Hastings. We'll be at the UNK Sports Luncheon next Thursday from 11:45 till about 1 o'clock, and we'll tell you more about that. And then next Friday, it's our inaugural 2008 Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show. That's right, your chance. We've upped the stakes this year. You're getting gift cards to Johnny Casinos, even if you don't beat Doug and Daddy and Derek, because, you know, it doesn't happen very often.
They're too generous. They're really generous at Johnny Casinos, yeah. And I don't know why they're doing that. Well, they wouldn't give anything away if they didn't do that, because, well, we're better than most of you chumps out there.
That's right. So that's all next week. We've had a great week this week. If you missed any of our interviews or any of the shows, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Doug and Daddy podcast, which is the Cunningham's Journal spot over on the right-hand side. And Cunningham's Journal, the loft courtyard. Oh, OK Sisters were rocking out last night at the courtyard. I'm going to tell you that right now. They were getting after it. They were black velveting all night long. It was a great night there, and I know it's going to be a great weekend. Summer is kind of winding down, and maybe one of the last big weekends to go over there. College kids are back. Welcome to all the UNK and Hastings College kids that are rolling back into campus this weekend. Just a lot of excitement going on. Plus, the Olympics winds down this weekend.
But you're angry about the Olympics this morning.
I am not angry about the Olympics this morning.
You're angry about something, though. Let's get it out. Let's open up, Doug. Open up. It's not healthy to keep it
inside. Dan Davis, the Duke, the best that there is on ESPN, just told us what the score was in the fourth quarter of it. The United States versus Argentina men's semifinal basketball game. This isn't the third game of pool play against, you know, Trinidad and Tobago. And so let's put it on the only option we have for an NBC affiliate. And what do we see? Oh, it's 46-36 in the second quarter.
Go!
Explain.
I don't have an explanation. I don't know why that would be so difficult to put it on live.
We love our friends at Channel 5, and, you know, I could have picked up the phone. I could have picked up the phone and said, what's the deal? And I know what kind of response I was going to get. It's the same reason we don't see Wimbledon live. But give me a break. Why did we need to watch the last 45 minutes of the Today Show, you know, talking about Chinese shoes, when we should be watching live coverage if you're going to show it? I can even understand if you're not going to show it at all. I mean, it's just the same thing. Why are we not watching this live? Why are we not watching this live?
1-888.
Will we get to see the finals live?
455-3776.
Will we get to see the finals live?
Well, I don't see why we would. I mean, I don't know, you know, the semifinal, the journey is kind of what you want to see, especially when Argentina was one of the teams that could have gave or should have maybe been the toughest competition in which the Americans had in all of the Olympics. I think that would have been one of the marquee games that you'd want to see live.
Slim lead at the half. Slim lead at the half for the U.S. Could be scary. I don't know what's going to happen, Daddy.
At the end of the third quarter, the score was about 14 points.
It was 88-73 in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
Daddy, what's going to happen, Daddy? Daddy, what's going to happen?
Derek, what do we got going on?
We got Bill from Kearney on the line, guys.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, Doug. Hopefully this won't get you going again on a NFL Network type rant, but the only way that you can watch a live basketball game through Charter is if you have the high-definition tier on digital cable, and like on channel 763, yep, they show live basketball.
Yeah, I didn't get into the free plugs for, you know, but I agree. You could go to a sports bar. You could have that availability to you. And it definitely, are you watching that, Bill, by the way?
No, I'm at work.
Damn it. Hey, Bill, thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Take care. No, he's right. I understand that. I think had sports bars been open before 10 or 11 o'clock this morning, you probably could have went and watched it. And, of course, Daddy, I think maybe you would have been able to watch it at home today with all the Olympic coverage on all those channels. I understand that. That's not what I'm talking about. And Bill is exactly right. He is exactly right. You could watch it there if you have that capability. But this is not a Dish Charter situation. This is a NBC and affiliate situation. I have to wonder, are the folks in Denver just getting – it's not even tipped off yet in Denver? You can't tell me in Los Angeles they're not going to show this for another hour and 10 minutes. You can't tell me that because they're not.
You could understand this happening 25 years ago.
I could watch synchronized diving live, but I can't watch this live. I can watch the gold medal trampoline routine live. I can't watch this live.
But, Doug, you made an interesting point at 3 in the morning. Whether you're up or not, if it's something you want to watch, why is it not on?
Well, yeah, it's and a lot of this is on with all the networks that are on. But again, NBC, if this is the mandate you're going to give to your stations, then fine. Also throw it on USA or MSNBC or CNBC or Oxygen or Telemundo for some folks that can pick that up. You know, what are you sticking it to us for? That's what you're doing. Anyway, too much good stuff going on today. The United States is going to win that game, and then they are absolutely going to blow Spain out. I did not want to see Spain win today, but you could tell towards the end of the third quarter, Lithuania was just running out of steam. Oh, by the way, I could watch that game live this morning. Good game. It was a close game right down to the wire. Ended up 3-point, I think, I think it was a 3-point final, 89-86 or 86-83. And so Spain, who the United States already blew out, and of course now people say, well, Spain kind of laid down in that game. Okay, whatever. If you're trying to build it up so we watch this tape-delayed final, I can't wait for that. The United States dominant. United States men's beach volleyball team. You know, they won the gold last night. Not quite as exciting when they tackled each other and rolled around in the sand afterwards as Misty May Trainer and Kerry Walsh. Not quite as good.
You know, I must admit, you're right. You've been right on everything you've said today, Doug. I can't even argue with you today.
Just another show. It's just another show.
Something I came across this morning, I found very, very interesting when surfing a little bit on the internet. The Las Vegas Sports Consultants. They released their college football poll.
This is the one that Colin Cowherd is always referring to. Vegas knows more than anybody else.
Yes.
Okay.
And this obviously they set the lines, and then they have reasoning for what they do. And found it interesting because Georgia, and Derek, if we go to Vegas Insider when you get a minute, Georgia is a lot of people's preseason pick and one of the teams, one of the big three if you're in Vegas and whatnot. They are ranked seventh according two Las Vegas sports consultants.
LSU and Florida both ahead of them?
Florida is. I don't remember if LSU is, in that five or six spot, or I believe Florida's in that five spot. But I found it interesting that after USC and Ohio State, which are one and two, then you've got Oklahoma, Missouri, back to back, third and fourth in their eyes in the nation. Third and fourth is Oklahoma and Missouri, then Florida.
And Danny, the big reason for that is that, I think a lot of folks think Oklahoma, Missouri can run the table except for when they play each other and possibly, you know, that in that Big 12 championship game.
It will vault one of them into that January 8th ballgame.
That's what they're thinking, that the Big 12 champion, if it's one of those two, has a great, great chance of being unbeaten. A little bit tougher, and in fact, for some folks, a lot tougher, like Georgia, to make it through the entire season.
Well, and they point out, actually, that Florida has lost two key players. One to the draft and one to an injury that they look to get back later in the season. Southerland, I believe, is the kid's name, is opening holes on the offensive line. And they say, well, that's one of the reasons that the running back's a Heisman Trophy candidate along with the quarterback, because of the holes he opens. And if he's not around, and that takes a little bit of time to get the cohesiveness built again, it could be a long season, especially with what people call one of the toughest schedules in the nation.
Carl Tesmer, head football coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, Nebraska, head volleyball coach John Cook, going to join us coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Tesmer, next segment, second half of the show for Coach Cook today. Daddy, the Nebraska football team had practice yesterday, and the more I kind of got to thinking about this morning, they had a live scrimmage. They had really their most intense
60
workout
players.
There. And then the two-a-day practice today. And it'll work out tomorrow, and then they get into game week routine on Monday. But only Joe Gans had the green jersey on yesterday. So the rest of the quarterbacks were taking hits, and that hasn't happened in a long, long time in Lincoln. And I think that's twofold. A, you want to see how what do we got, about four guys capable of battling for the backup job? I mean, let's face it, it's a pretty good drop-off.
I think Zach Lee and Patrick
Witt's number one. Then you got Zach Lee, and you got a couple other guys. But also, you know, one of them gets dinged up a little bit, you know, kind of takes pressure off, you know. Got one less guy to worry about.
What?
We don't have to worry about playing all these guys now. Don't have to worry about, well, you know, sorry, Zach, you're a little dinged up. Sorry, buddy.
That's not what they're doing.
What are you saying?
I think the defense is having some fun, though, because during the spring, some people running out of bounds, and Patrick Witt, I think, gave Cody Glenn a couple stiff arms that Cody didn't appreciate and happened to file that in the memory bank. And they say, Cody got him yesterday. Freely admitting, Cody got him yesterday.
Bang! Hey, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a minute. But first, 1-888-455-ESPN.
Rocky from Air on the line, guys.
From Air?
Yeah.
Rocky, good morning.
What's up, man?
What are you doing?
Oh, just coming back from the field.
How's the field work looking?
It looks good. Looks good.
What's on your mind today, Rock?
I think Vegas is scared. Georgia. Man, I got bombed by Russia. You don't take them.
God. You're right. You're right. They're going to come in very injured. A lot of people suspended over there too.
That's right.
Thanks, Rocky.
Later, guys.
Stay out of the anhydrous. All right. 1-888-455-ESPN. Good Lord.
That's fine.
If we're going to get political, I'll take you into break with this. Can't wait for the vice presidential contenders to be named. Woohoo! Woohoo! Derek, are you getting a text straight from the Obama camp tomorrow?
Maybe, you know, for Daddy. So.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Vegas poll and who's looking good in Vegas for the college football season, and the head football coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, Carl Tesmer.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking.
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
You'll have fun when you make it Funner Park.
race to the Father Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food and nonstop action entertainment. Watch the wager on Coast to Coast Racing, 11:25 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. Plus, enjoy live draw keynotes, snacks, sandwiches, full menu dining and bar, and the prime rib weekend special. Yours for the fun of it. Father Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge in Grand Island. Headquarters for Husker football and NFL Sunday Ticket.
Hi, this is Matt Kenseth, driver for the number 17 DeWalt Nano 14. Be sure to check out the number 17 this Saturday at Builders in Kearney. Plus, get the best deals of the year on Nano and other DeWalt tools and accessories.
Also, see the Kearney Volunteer Fire Department's Jaws of Life in a race against the power of DeWalt. And enjoy a hot dog lunch to support Metal Art Elementary School.
This Saturday at Builders in Kearney, where we do DeWalt best.
Builders does it best.
What do you think? Pro wrestlers were hatched? They came from outer space? No. Pro wrestlers started like any other professional with a dream of success, glamour, celebrity, wealth. The best are schooled by the best. And the Independent Wrestling School of Grand Island promises that if you have promise, grit, determination, and basic ability, they can add the training, the nutritional counseling, and the personal development to help you make it as a pro wrestler. Ever thought the road could be so close to home? Well, it can. The IWS. Call 308-382-9417 today to get it on. Lots of places claim to have the best burgers in town, but then there's the inevitable reaction to the char burgers at Slugger Sports Bar in Grand Island.
That's pretty damn good.
Thick and juicy, waiting to conquer your hunger.
That's pretty damn good.
Slugger's naturally features lots of big screen TVs, but unlike lots of places, Slugger's tries to bring in any broadcast you want to see. If it's on the web, dish, or cable, nearly any sporting event comes made to order. Open 11 to 1, 6 days a week, noon on Sunday. There's never a time you can't enjoy a great game and a fantastic beer. Slugger's, Grand Island, pounding pitchers all day long.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local water furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with a slight chance of some storms late, especially into tonight. High temperatures will stay around 87, with winds that will shift to the north by this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see the possibility of showers and storms at a low at 59. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 77.
He says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man, playing all night long. Take
Doug and Danny show, the Central Nebraska is ESPN Radio Superstation. USA, USA, USA.
You know, we're talking USA, we're talking winners. Well, you're a winner when you head to the chicken coop because, well, you're getting the best place to watch sports on TV. Like the Olympics. Like the golf that's going on. Hunter Mahan, 62, unbelievable. 8 new 42-inch flat screens. Not a bad seat in the house. There's great food and drink specials every night. Check out the new high-definition TVs at the Chicken Coop. You can try one of their salads. You can start off your meal with an appetizer like cheese pleasers, garlic shrimps, pub pickles, balls of cheese, onion rings, or breaded cauliflower. Did I mention drink specials every night at the Chicken Coop? Downtown Grand Island, downtown Kearney. Get there today. See what's going on at the Chicken Coop.
Don't forget, UNK college students, Chicken Coop is the place to be. They're open late night just for you. Play a little Keno, enjoy chicken, enjoy burgers, enjoy pizza. They've got it all for you at the Chicken Coop. The Las Vegas rankings, we were going to talk about that when we came back, and then Carl Tesmer is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. John Cook is going to join us as well, and there's a new coaching, I guess not a new coach, but a coaching change at UNK. Brady Bonzel, who is the head cross-country coach at UNK, has also been promoted to co-head coach of the men's and women's track and field program, along with Andy Meyer. Coach Meyer wants his kids getting bigger. He's concentrating on the farm, and he wants to concentrate on coaching at UNK. I think Brady's going to come in and take care of more of that, paperwork, scheduling, logistical sort of thing. But, of course, a Burwell boy, he knows what he's doing.
He'll take care of business up there. Look forward to working with him, and hopefully that'll be a great relationship. And the success they had is really just starting at UNK.
Our Tri-City High School football preview continues here on the Doug and Daddy Show, catching up with a team that everybody's talking about and has been a great historic program in the area for a number of years, and that's the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. And once again, they are picked very high. In fact, when Omaha and Lincoln put out their rankings of this weekend, we expect them to be in the top three like they were with Huskerland Prep. And to join us to talk about his team again this season is Carl Tesma, the longtime head coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. Coach, thanks for giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, yeah, thank you. And, you know, we're looking forward, like you said, to a new season, and it's football's here, and so everybody's kind of fired up, and it's an exciting time of the year.
Carl, you guys have a motto this year. I mean, Nebraska used unfinished business. It seems to be one final hurdle for you guys to overcome.
You know, we really did. We our motto this year happens to be just effort. I did hear Pelini talk about that a week or two ago, and Coach Pelini, and they demand effort. And, you know, the back of our shirts pretty much says some wish for it, we work for it. And we'd like to be able to continue to work hard, and with a lot of hard work and a little luck, maybe we can go a little further than we did last year.
Well, Coach, I guess a lot of people looked at that as an unfortunate situation in the playoffs. Is that something that ever bothered your kids?
Oh, you know, well, I don't, you know, not outwardly. I think it did a little bit. The fact that we thought Pierce was going to be one of the best teams in the state, and here we were matched up in the second round, and you know, I'm sure they were thinking the same thing, and they were every bit as good as they were supposed to be, and so that was the end of our season, and so we were hoping to maybe get a little further along and maybe even play in Lincoln, but we didn't get there.
Coach, you got some kids, and anytime smaller class kids are getting, I guess, Division I interest in Justin Small and Matt Stirrup, brings attention to the program, and I guess it's got to be fun, and everybody kind of embraces that.
Well, it is, and you know, those two young men attended a lot of D1 camps this year and learned from it, and the beauty of it is, as good as they are, the rest of our teams have kind of, or the rest of our players, excuse me, have bought into it, and they're for them, and we have a lot of other good players too, so you know, we're really blessed, we've always been blessed with talent around here, but it appears this year our senior class seems to have a lot of players that could play at a college level.
Well, Zane Anstein's one of those, and I don't know where his pedigree possibly came from, knowing his parents, but Zane's getting some All-State preview, too. And, I mean, there's probably a bunch of other kids. Some folks get tired that some schools have four or five kids that make All-State when they think they have somebody deserving, but it's like putting pieces of a puzzle together.
Well, right, and you know, you can only you're right there. You can only do so much and go so far, and the farther you go up, you know, the better chance you have of getting awards for people. But just because they don't get awards doesn't mean that they don't deserve some kind of recognition and can't play at a higher level. And we got, you know, you have Zane Anstein, who's just an outstanding football player, and Blake Wright's a 2-year starter back for us. Jake Hamburger's a 2-year starter at corner. Jake is looking, I think, to try to play a little basketball also, and these are kids, by the way, that all played on the state championship basketball team too, so they're very talented young men. And you know, Zach Dykus is in there, and Nate Young, we're expecting some good things from those people also, so a group of juniors that along with them that are going to add a lot to our team this year. So you know, the other thing is we've had an outstanding summer. You know, we had two graduates come back and run our weight program for us, and if you know anything about the Susie kids, Nathan Susie and Nick and Travis, I'm sorry. You know, both those kids did a great job of running the season for us. And so, you know, we've really prepared well. We think we're in great shape. We think we're going to have a good year. And a lot of it has to do with the kids that we've had and have here now and the work that they've done. And now we're just trying to put it all together and have a good season.
Hastings St. Cecilia Blue Hawk head football coach Carl Tesmer joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Carl, I guess, you You know, you've got to replace a starting quarterback, and that's key for any team. You've got two seniors that can fill in, and then you got a couple juniors that can fill in. It just seems to be kind of plug somebody into the system, but several capable people at that position.
Well, you brought up a good point, and that's a very important position. And, you know, Farmer in there, Craig Farmer at 6'2 and a half, 6'3, and Jakupke in there at 6'4. Both these guys have good height, and both can run well, both throw the ball exceptionally well, and so we're blessed in that respect. And then you get down to the junior level with Bo Schwenka, whose brother Jono started us for 2 years in a row out here.
Yeah, he was okay.
Wow. And then Paul Gettert can go there, and then you go all the way down to sophomore level, and Cody Jackson's back from our freshman team, and he's improved tremendous. So we are very, very blessed with a lot of depth at good positions, wide receiver, quarterback, running back, and offensive line. We go to the junior class a little bit to help us with that depth, but it's still good depth.
Carl, 253 wins in your career, and I know coaches don't want to talk about themselves, but what keeps you going? Obviously, having success and great young men do that, but here it is again. It's time for another fall camp. It's time for another fall camp. Just talk about the years of continuing preparation for a team every year.
Well, it is a lot of work, and coaching's a lot of work. There's a lot of effort behind it, and you certainly have to enjoy it to do it. And when you finally get to that point where it's no longer fun, I guess, is when you have to make a decision. And so far, it's still been fun, and I've been blessed throughout the years at Central Catholic and at St. Cecilia's with lots of talent, a lot of young men who report to practice and practice hard and play hard and prepare in the off season. So all of those things have made it a lot easier for me to coach here. And of course, our fine staff, Coach Aarons has been with me here every year at St. Cecilia's now, we're very blessed to have Tom Nelson with us, and Bob Kyman and Gene Conan, and so it all kind of works out. But I just think it still goes back to the young men that you can crack the whip all you want, but somewhere along the line they have to decide that they want to play, and we're fortunate in that respect that our kids do that.
Carl, you've got a few new teams in your district, but I think you have one of the more interesting non-district schedules. You've got three teams that are either picked to win their district or finish very high: Minden, Fairbury, Columbus, SCOTUS. So if they come to play, you're going to be challenged.
Well, you didn't have to remind me of that. We knew that. And I'll tell you what, we agree. And, the beauty of it this year is that we can stumble a little bit along the way and I think still make the playoffs. Last year, some of the teams on our schedule were in down years, and so we didn't get necessarily a very high draw in our playoffs picture. But it'll change this year. And not only our non-district with those excellent teams and traditions, but even our district, we think, is there are three or four teams that are going to qualify out of our district. So it's an entirely different year, and we're blessed to have the talent and the size and the speed and the strength to kind of compete with that. But there'll be some awfully good football games, and last year there were a lot of blowouts. We don't look for that this year.
Carl, thanks so much for the time. Keep the boys healthy and best of luck, and look forward to catching up with you throughout the season.
Been a pleasure.
Carl Tesmer, head football coach of the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. They're a good football team, and they're actually going to be challenged a little bit. At least on paper, they're going to be challenged by some of the teams out there. They've got a good-looking schedule, and you can't overemphasize maybe the last point there. If they take care of their business, they don't have to worry about being a 6 seed or a 10 seed or an 11 seed with an unbeaten record and falling into the same trap they had last year. Now, yes, you can't go in saying, well, we're going to win every game this season and just, you have to believe that, but you can't just say, well, that's automatically
going to
happen.
Take it for granted. Yeah. I agree, Doug, and I think, last year was not their fault, and we've talked about that several times. And kind of the hand they were dealt was not their fault. They ended up with the points they ended up with. This year should be much different, and one of the reasons that maybe when they ran into Pierce last year was because of the schedule they had last year. They were not pushed. They were not challenged. And any time that happened, I think maybe Elwood saw a little bit of that last year towards the end of the year. They need you need somebody to step up and give you a game and make you prove yourself, and which never had to happen for either Elwood or Hastings.
Make you play four quarters.
Exactly. When the game's over at halftime and the coach says, well, guys, we're going to go out and you starters, we're going to play one. Basically, we're going to give you one more than the young guys are in. That's what happened a lot of last year for Carl Tesmer and his squad. They were dominating, and when they run into Pierce and it just wasn't, they weren't ready for it. And I think maybe that game got them ready for this season and maybe got them a little bit more hungry than even they were before.
You shaved your head this week. Again, so, when does that quit? I mean, when does that stop? Because, you know, in the wintertime, you don't do it. So is there like a certain date or is it like when your head gets cold? Because I'm just telling you, I'm sitting here as you're breaking that down and I'm really not listening to you because I'm going, if you don't have the hair, you really don't look like the goose. Tony Siragusa. So, I mean, I just, you know.
Oh, you see, his cheeks
are getting a little pudgier too, aren't they, Derek?
In the last break, Baltimore, my Super Bowl pick from last year, had to come up. So then, now Tony Siragusa, where are we going from here?
Well, I wasn't saying you were. I just said you don't look like him if you shave your head like that. So I just wondered.
Maybe I'll keep shaving it then.
Alex Gordon is hurt. And the Royals, not good. Alex Gordon missed Monday's game because of a stiff back, pulled for a pinch hitter in the fifth yesterday with upper right quad tightness.
Oh!
Upper right. That's probably from continuing to stretch for that breaking ball down and outside. Can't get to it. Can't get to it. Royals return home, start a weekend series with Detroit tomorrow. College football next week. Of course, you're home for NFL and college football right here, ESPN Radio. Blanket coverage Saturday and Sunday throughout the season, August 30th, right through the national championship game on January the 8th. Woo!
January the 8th. Yeah, and you know what? That seems so far away.
Maybe we can
before
have
you know it, just like this summer.
Year.
It's gone. It's here.
Well, people are excited. You know what else is just around the corner? Husker Harvest Days. And Dyna-Gro is ready for you. They're growing, just like your favorites, the Huskers. Dyna-Gro continues to grow its tradition across cornfields in Nebraska. Dyna-Gro growing and excited about 2009. For all Dyna-Gro early orders before September 30th, you can get a 12% cash discount all the way through January 15th, 2009. That's the whole season! That's a 12% cash discount until after the Huskers bowl game. That's right. Dyna-Gro, they're winners. Huskers are winners. They're not optimistic. They're telling the truth. Take a look at Dyna-Gro's new VT triple corn hybrids like 57V07, 57V15, and 57V94. Three hybrids you can run on your farm. Dyna-Gro is growing and has seed. Contact your local Dyna-Gro dealer or call 1-800-652-9298, 800-652-9298 for more information. And be sure to stop in and see Dyna-Gro at Husker Harvest Days, Lot 1131. We will be there on Wednesday the 10th, live the Doug and Daddy Show again from Husker Harvest Days. Be sure to grow with Dyna-Gro. And we will continue the Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook right around the corner, plus more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
BioGuard, the products to keep your pool water soft and crystal clean. Hi, this is Doug Detterding reminding you nothing is better than BioGuard water treatment to kill bacteria and algae and to protect against scale corrosion and staining. We are the BioGuard water professionals with both the product knowledge and experience. We're Detterding Swimming Pool Headquarters, 2nd Avenue in Kearney and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
Back to school. Time for band and orchestra season to begin. Whether you're buying or looking to rent, Yonda's in Kearney will make it worth the drive. Huge selection of quality instruments, new and used. Flexible instrument rental program designed to fit your budget. All money applies to the purchase of the instrument. Pay cash? Yonda's offers great discounts. Trumpets, trombones, drum kits, clarinets, flutes, saxophones, violins, violas, cellos, and much, much more. Including books and supplies. Yonda's Music and Pro Audio. Downtown Kearney on the Bricks.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is your home for Kansas City Royals baseball.
Ian, and he cranks one down the right field line, slicing down near the foul pole, and it is gone. Ian kept it fair.
Alex strokes one into left center field, and he got a lot of that one. It's gone! A home run over the wall in left center field. This time, Gordon was right on it.
Royals baseball all season long right here on ESPN.
Hello, this is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop today with a slight chance of some storms late, especially into tonight. High temperatures will stay around 87, with winds that will shift to the north by this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see the possibility of showers and storms at a low at 59. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 77.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook is going to join us here in just a couple of moments. Don't forget some of the Class A and B teams that begin their seasons next week. Well, it's the week before, so you can call it a soap scrimmage, a Gatorade scrimmage, whatever you want. They're all going on tonight. Kearney High's at Foster Field at 6 o'clock. The U.S. Olympic men's basketball team. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, if you're watching it on NBC right now, careful. If you're watching Channel 5, I don't want to ruin this for you. Yeah, they advanced to its first major gold medal game in 8 years, 101-81 against Argentina. They will play Spain, which it beat by 37 points in pool play on Sunday in the championship games. The Americans haven't won gold since the 2000 Sydney games. Carmelo Anthony, 21 today. LeBron had 15, 13 of those in the second half when the United States pulled away. 101-81, USA, 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 USA. Troutman's meat, Troutman's meat, Troutman's meat, Troutman's meat. They're going crazy. Carey is dancing while trying not to slide around too much. He is dancing while coming out of the smokehouse. Freshest sausage around, freshest ground beef in town. It is one of the last big weekends before we get into tailgating season. And don't forget, Troutman's is the place to go for tailgating. Daddy, they vacuum pack that stuff. You can put it in your cooler, man.
Just throw it right in. Simple. Simple. It's ready to go.
Steaks, burgers, sausages. And, of course, we had some snack sticks earlier this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, my goodness. So good. Great selection of beer and wine as well. Folks, they've got fish in there, some scallops. I know you've tried some of those before. Just a case, coolers full of good stuff in there. Not just good stuff, great stuff. If you've been to Troutman's, you know how good it is. If you haven't been to Troutman's, stop by today, right across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone right out front to greet you. He's the big steer right here on Highway 30 in Kearney. Troutman's Quality Meats, Carrie and the gang be glad to see you. Open Saturdays for your convenience.
Summer's winding down. One thing, you know what? You don't have to be a grill master. Tell Carrie, you know what? I'd sure like some kebab meat, but I'm not really a good marinator. I'd never marinated much meat. Carrie will do it for you. Vacuum pack it. It's ready to go, people. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Talk to Carrie and the gang today. Get there. It's the best, people. We don't go anywhere else. I mean, it's simple as that. We like the finer things in life, and Troutman's certainly is the finest in Kearney.
Daddy, you've brought up the rest of the Las Vegas top 25, top 30 college football poll. Colin Cowherd, who's on vacation, refers to this throughout the season. It's the poll he believes in is the closest to what's actually going on.
Yes, we've said Southern Cal and Ohio State kind of have separated themselves when they do ratings, and it must include every player they break down. Those two are comparable, 111.2 to 112.9, so they think Southern Cal kind of a cut above everybody else in the nation. Then you've got Oklahoma, Missouri, and Florida. 109.4 for Florida and 109.7 for Oklahoma. So those three teams, very, very close. That drops off to West Virginia, of course, Pat White, the quarterback, the sensational offensive player, many, many Heisman candidate, and then Georgia. Interestingly enough, 8 and 9, both Big 12 teams as well. Texas chimes in right ahead of Texas Tech. So they are 8 and 9 respectively, and Clemson rounds out the top 10.
Aaron in Kearney has fired an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Aaron says, just a little reminder about that poll that huge-ass Cowherd uses. At one point last year, I think Nebraska was rated as high as 8th or so in that poll. I believe it was right before USC, obviously. And another thing, Aaron goes on to say, is it possible to send the entire Royals pitching staff except for Soria to Omaha? Go Royals, and Cowherd is an ass. Aaron in Kearney. So what do you think?
That is correct, and I believe UCLA last year was another team that was up there, and of course that didn't work out so well, and Durrell was fired, and in comes Rick Neuheisel.
We are going on some kind of Doug and Daddy record of peanut butter jelly less days And if they don't win, we can't peanut butter it up. They win on Friday and Saturday. Doesn't matter. You got to win on Sunday, bro. And we're hoping Monday we can peanut butter jelly it up. But I was reminded last night that they still have the best record around. And the Cubs won again yesterday. Carlos Zambrano gets the win and goes deep. His fourth home run of the year. He's hitting 360.
It's a 12-game hitting streak for Carlos Zambrano, I believe. Well, one of the longest since I something stupid like 1749 or something. And maybe not that long, but it's back a ways and unbelievable.
Husker Volleyball Talk now on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're getting ready for all kinds of fall sports seasons to get going, but Daddy, it's going to be hard-pressed to find a bigger opening weekend for any sport, whether it's high school, Division II, or Division I, than the Volleyball Coaches Showcase coming up next week. And, of course, Nebraska headlining that with 2, 3, and 4 in the country coming in.
Not many teams would like to start out their year that way. They certainly don't in football, and they get made fun of all the time, but one of those people that does not shy away from that competition and does not shy away from those challenges is John Cook, and he joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, just your overall thoughts on starting out with that schedule.
Well, you know, I might be up for the weekend saying the same thing I should do with football guys do, but, you know, you know, it's hard to get good teams to come into Nebraska and play, and this provides that opportunity. So we get to find out, you know, where are we right now? Because obviously with the Final Four in Omaha in December, it's, you know, that'll give us a great starting point because the three teams that are in it have a very good chance to be in the Final Four. And so we can find out with a very young team, you know, this is what it's going to take to get there. And we got, you know, 3.5 months to work on it. So to me, it's a pretty good opportunity. And like I said, you can't beat the best teams unless you play them.
Coach, much different than in years past. Maybe a different approach is you guys come out kind of trying to be the hunters instead of the hunted.
It is a different feeling a little bit in that we do have a lot to prove. And so, of course, we're trying to use that to our advantage. But we have a lot of new players that are going to have to emerge and step up. And, you know, I think it's going to be a very exciting season to watch, you know, who gets it done. And there'll be some great stories, you know, as the season unfolds, you know, and the new stars of Nebraska volleyball. So we got, you know, several kids have been working really hard, and this is going to be their first opportunity to get after it.
John Cook, the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. From a coaching standpoint, John, how do you approach this? Because obviously the last 2, 3 years going in, you were pretty set about rotation and what you wanted to do, and I assume you're still working on that right now.
We are still working on our lineups, and you know, right now I can't tell you what lineup we'll be in, but we, you know, we still got a few more days to kind of figure that out. But we're playing around, and obviously the focus is going to be around Jordan Larson, trying to get her to touch the ball as much as possible and put her in situations where she can have the biggest impact on the match. We got to get our setter up to speed. You know, she's been out a year, so you know, that we're still kind of trying to figure out what is she can she do exceptionally well. So it may take us a while to really settle in on something, but you know, we got to have something, you know, ready next week, and like I said, it'll be a good test for us to find out. And again, the way we approach this is through the summer, we just try to create a sense of urgency of how hard they would have to work this summer, how they'd have to start working on being a team this summer, because we really only have, you know, 2 weeks, and we're in school and then playing Stanford and USC. So they had to speed up the process a little bit on their own this summer, and our three seniors did a great job of leading that.
Coach, how much has it affected your volleyball team with some of the departures, not just from graduation, but even most recently here with Jordan Haverly leaving the team? How much does that really juggle things up for you and the coaching staff?
Well, sometimes when somebody leaves, it's a relief. And sometimes when somebody leaves, when you maybe there's makes no sense, then that carries with you for a while, which, you know, would be with Holloway. And but, you know, it's college sports. It's this day and age. You know, things are different. There's more movement, you know, not only in college volleyball, but, you know, look at football every year and men's basketball and women's basketball. I mean, it's we're in different times now. And those things happen. But when you've got you got to have everybody on the same page. You got everybody moving the same direction. And if somebody's not there, you know, it can really take away of what you're trying to do. And so our kids have done a great job of managing that. And with Haverly leaving, it was really the right thing for her to do, and probably the right thing at this time for our team, because it was becoming a distraction. But now that's worked out. And the kids that are here are, you know, they learn lessons from that as well. I mean, they see all this unfolding. It's not just the coaches dealing with it. You know, they're dealing with it on a daily basis as well. So it's part of putting together a team, and that team maturing and becoming, you know, one team. And you want everybody playing for each other. That's the most important thing.
Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess ideally, you talk about rotations and different formations and stuff. Ideally, once that gets set, how many people would you like to see contribute for the majority of the minutes and the points and opportunities for this team?
Well, typically we like to have about 9 people in that group that is getting the majority of the playing time, and we train 9, and you know, so we kind of have a backup and 3 people kind of ready to go, whether it's outside hitter, middle blocker, or you know, even in the back row. So we approach it that way, so we can make subs if we need to. We can, you know, have that flexibility, and you know, this year that's been a big challenge because we have so many new faces and trying to figure out where to put them and how to get them training, and again, where we're going to put them too, even our returning players. So this has been we had to go much slower this fall than the last 2 seasons, where everything was kind of in place and we knew what we were doing.
Coach, does this season maybe energize you more, scare you more? Is there a good word going in as with more of the Big 12 teams maybe getting better and starting off with such great competition next week?
Well, I think it's energized us because, you know, we do have something to prove now, and I think these are the great opportunities in coaching. You know, when you've got a returning team, it's a national championship team, there's really no place to go except win it again, and you know, that's a heavy weight to carry around. Now we get to find out, I mean, we're just going to try to be 2 points better every game than our opponent. We don't care how many games it goes, we're trying to eke out wins, and I think for our fans are excited, our team's excited, because it's kind of that innocent climb in sports as a team's happening. They're going to appreciate great plays more. They're going to be looking for those big wins more, instead of it's just, this is what we got to do, we're expected to do it. So with that, there's a lot more joy, energy, excitement. There is a lot of unknown, and you know, it's not as sure for sure yet as it was, you know, in the past couple of years. So it's a great challenge, and I think we've been bringing that kind of mindset to our team since January.
Coach, were you at the least bit surprised when the Big 12 coaches poll was out that Texas received all those first place votes?
Oh, no, not at all. They have.
Well, you feel a slap in your face. You guys have done some pretty good things.
Yeah.
I mean, do you use that as motivation at all?
Well, no, I'm a realist, too. I mean, you tell me a team that you know, graduates 66% of their team that were all Americans and is even ranked in the top 10 again. I mean, how often does that happen in sports? You know, look at Florida basketball. You know, they had 4 guys go to the NBA or whatever it was, and you know, they didn't make the NCAA tournament the next year. So we got a lot to prove, and our thing is, you know, it's got to be earned. It's not going to be given to us, and that's the thing that's going to happen this year. Everybody's going to be taking a shot at Nebraska, so we know that, and we've been talking about it again since January.
Well, a lot of things we could touch on, but Coach, one more thing I do want to get your thoughts on, and maybe with it tying into the Olympics here that are just wrapping up. You are a big proponent of getting some sand volleyball going. You've had some of your kids working on that. You got a very nice facility with the court there. Kind of tell the folks that are general volleyball fans why this would be such a big deal, and maybe watching it in the Olympics, can that help push it along a little quicker?
Well, the exposure that the Olympics are getting and, you know, is tremendous and has got to generate a lot of excitement and interest. And I've run into a lot of people who, in fact, I'll tell you what, I was over watching football practice a couple of days ago. Trev Alberts was there and a couple other former players, and they're like, man, we're really getting into this beach volleyball. So there you go. And but anyway, I think why it's so popular, first of all, there's only two players. So for TV and interest, you know, you're following two players instead of six and then the subs coming in. So it's a little easier to follow. Second of all, for us in the spring, it's something different that could create opportunities to expand the sport, you know, create more stories, more media interest, instead of our spring season right now, which is kind of ho-hum. We do have a spring season, but it's very low-key. So it gives the sport an opportunity to be, you know, a fall sport and a spring sport. I don't know if we were visionaries when we built that sand court, but we built it to train in because we want to have less pounding on. These girls are getting so tall that you can't pound them as much as you could in the old days. And so we can still train in the sand, such a forgiving surface. It's soft on their joints. And so we just feel that prolongs their careers and it helps them, you know, develop kind of as a multi-sport athlete. So we see a lot of positives. Obviously, if we could do it without increasing costs in our budget, it would be tremendous. And, that, you know, that's our goal to do that. And so we're very, very much behind it. And it would just create another great opportunity for the sport of volleyball.
Well, for fans out there that want to know, the majority of your games we carried on our sister station this year, 94.5, so the exposure all over the state. Does it ever surprise you how much attention there is on the state in volleyball, John?
I'm not sure it surprises me because I've probably traveled more in the state this year than I ever have, and so I feel like we're connected with the state of Nebraska. And a lot of that is, you know, we have players from all over the state who have played here or are currently playing here or we're recruiting. So we have that tremendous connection. And so, no, it doesn't surprise me, but it's something we're never going to take for granted and continue to work on those relationships. But the one thing that I always come back to that I always learn is that we have 1.7 million people in the state. Man, we all have to be part of the Husker Nation supporting our teams here. And we all got to be working together and pulling together because we don't have the resources that some of these other states have. And it's the only way we can be successful. And so I'm just very thankful and appreciative of the support that we receive. And, you know, I really believe that volleyball here is almost like a state treasure. And we got to keep polishing it and shining it and continue to make it that way. And that's our one of our primary focuses, in running Nebraska volleyball.
Well, a lot of great Nebraska talent, some more coming in with Bridget Root right out of our backyard as well, trying to make an impact soon for the Huskers and leading the Huskers to the national championship in 06 and looking to make some noise again in 08. John Cook, head volleyball coach at Nebraska. Coach, we sure appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show and have a great season.
Okay, thanks you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Always a great time to catch up with Coach Cook, as we've been able to do every season a couple, three times. Always a good interview, I think. Just a lot more questions going into this year, and there is no doubt that Nebraska could start 0-2. And don't forget, if you're going down to watch volleyball, they also have their home opener, Labor Day, that Monday at the NU Coliseum against Oral Roberts.
Yeah, Friday, Sunday.
Yep,
then Labor Day.
And again, you can hear Nebraska volleyball starting on Sunday against Southern Cal. We have high school football Friday. And then you can hear a majority of Nebraska volleyball games on the Breeze, 94.5, also home for Husker football. We need to take a break, and we're back to wrap up this Friday after this.
After listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back. Cool down this summer with a frozen treat from Sonic in Grand Island and Kearney. In the month of August, every night from 8 till close, Sonic is offering 99-cent root beer floats. Indulge your taste buds with a creamy, cold root beer float from Sonic in Grand Island and Kearney. Summer only gets better with ice cream, so don't wait. Head to Sonic now and order your 99-cent root beer float in August, every night from 8 till close. Sonic and summer, what a great combination.
The incredible Slasher Sale is coming to Tom Dinsdale Chevy Cadillac this weekend. For 4 full days, vehicles will be slashed as low as $700. This is how it works. Register for your chance to save thousands on every new and used vehicle in inventory. Pick the vehicle you want and a slasher will slash the price right on your windshield. Used cars that sell for $4,000, $5,000, and even $6,000 will be slashed as low as $700. Lending representatives will be on site to assess your credit. All credit applications will be accepted. Independent appraisal.
Blazers will be available to pay maximum value for all trade-ins exclusively at Tom Dinsdale Chevy Cadillac in Grand Island. The sale begins Wednesday at 10 a.m. sharp and runs through Saturday night. This is a first-come, first-served event. Used cars as low as $700. Only at Tom Dinsdale Chevy Cadillac, 3312 West Stoley Park Road in Grand Island. Hooray! The slashing begins Wednesday at 10 a.m. For more info, call 1-800-652-1995 or go to thebigcarsale.com.
Going into the weekend, our summer is winding down. Kind of depressing. I realize this is the last free weekend I have until Thanksgiving. It's depressing, is what it is.
You're doing what you love to do, so why is that depressing?
No, I love that. It just means summer is officially kicked in the teeth, baby. This is it. Live it up this weekend. Hope everybody coming back in to start college has a safe and a successful weekend and school year, and we're looking forward to getting the athletes on the court, on the field, and on the course, on whatever they're playing, golf, tennis, volleyball, football. It all starts next Thursday. Mike Will has a call of Hastings Columbus on KHAS. And then a full Friday, we'll be kicking our season off with Grand Island Kearney on the sister station, Power 99 FM. Some great college football coming up, including Tennessee, UCLA on Labor Day. There's just so much going on. Don't forget, coming up next Monday, Daryl Morris, Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College, and UNK to preview their opening football games. Also, Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World-Herald as the high school football rankings come out this weekend. We want to thank Carl Tesmer, the head football coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, as we continue to our Tri-City football preview, and the head volleyball coach at Nebraska, John Cook. If you missed any or all of those interviews, go to ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on our poll question, then click on the Cunningham's Journal podcast.
Look forward to seeing you on Monday. We'll be here. Hope you are too. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!